Hello everyone, I'm your host Betty. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We're talking about Men in Kilts, 6th episode, Scotland by Land, Air, and Sea. So, just a reminder, you have till Friday to go over to my Facebook group and vote on the poll for the new show after Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The options are The Mandalorian, WandaVision, and Cobra Kai. So, and if y'all want to join my Facebook group, I'll leave the links in the description. I've recently made a link tree, so it's easier for y'all to find all the things. So anyway, let's just get into the episode that we're talking about tonight. The synopsis reads, this episode lets Sam and Graham share and show off Scotland's rolling hills, epic mountain ranges, and jagged shorelines. Natural wonders sure to make any viewer's jaw drop. So this episode, it starts out with Graham and Sam. They're going bike riding up on top of a hill, and and they get tired, and they have to stop. So, but it is more for comedy because, you know, their bikes are really old, and I don't think they were, I don't know. But anyway, they got lost to, I think Sam said that they were on the wrong hill or whatever. But anyway, so they're in their little van, and they're talking about what they're going to be doing in this episode, and they're going to be traveling Scotland by sea, air, and land, because, you know, that's the name of the episode. But anyway, so they're gonna take their van over on a ferry, which is pretty cool, I thought, because, you know, I've never been to Scotland, and I live in Texas, and I live in a dry area, so I don't have I don't know what it's like to have to drive, you know, across big bodies of water. So that's pretty cool to, you know, park your vehicle on a boat, and then the boat takes you places. And but anyway, that's where they're going. They're gonna go on a ferry. And I want to take a minute just right here, because if y'all notice any slight changes in the sound, I just realized I had my mic turned up too loud. So anyway, back to the show. So anyway, just before they get on the ferry, it's so funny because the midges have made an appearance again, and Sam is trying to swat at them, and, you know, fist them with his fist and everything, and Graham, you know, he's humoring Sam and telling him, you know, there's one there, there's one there. And then, you know, he tells him there's one, you know. But anyway, then they get on the ferry, and they're going across the Minch to the, I think Sam said Lewis. But anyway, but they're on the ferry there, and they start talking about this story about an old hag. And she would walk across Scotland in with her wicker basket, dropping rocks and stuff. And and of course Graham took it real seriously, but you know, and they said something about there was one, this hag, she looked over winter, and then there was one for the summer and all that. So that was pretty neat. And also they also said the Gaelic word for hag, and I'm gonna try and attempt to say it. It was the Kayach. Anyway, and they start to talk about other myths and legends in Scotland, and of course they bring up Nessie, and you know, that she's a Kelpie, and she has probably a bunch of different forms and stuff. I actually have some information about the Loch Ness Monster in my trivia tonight, but anyway, they're going to the Loch Ness, and they run into Gary Lewis, Outlander's very own Colin McKenzie. And they get out there on a rowboat, and they're sitting there, and they're talking about the land, and about Gary Lewis brings up that the people that lived there, they didn't own the land. The land owned them. They let the land do what it needed to do, and they were just tenants there, you know. They respected, you know, living there. So anyway, but they get out in the middle there, and it's funny because, you know, they're rowing, and Graham's like, stroke. Anyways, but they go back, and they part ways with Gary, And so the next leg of their journey, they're going to the Isle of Skye. And they're in the car, though, and they're talking about if Scotland was a person, what would it look like, you know? And it would have rugged features and long hair and all of this. And Sam points out that it would probably look a lot like Graham. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, probably. Anyway, so they're on the ferry again, and they start talking about the different islands on the Isle of Skye, or around the Isle of Skye, and, you know, they start naming them off. I don't ask me to start naming all these islands off, but they do talk about one where Sam says that he used to go to all the time, the Isle of Egg, and how it only has one road going straight through the middle of it and everything, but they start joking around a different other names of islands, because they bring up another island called Muck, and you know, they start saying that if you it's not a very good tourist attraction, blah blah blah, and they make jokes about another island called Earwax and all this, and how it would have one inhabitant and he can't hear very well and everything. I got a good chuckle out of that. So, but anyway, they're going to the Isle of Skye, and they're driving now back in their car, and or their van, their camper van, and they're talking about how they're gonna go cycling, and there's actually some little funny parts, because Sam, he's talking about, like, kind of like he knows what he's talking about, and Graham is asking him questions about these things, and he's like, why am I asking you? You don't know, and everything. So I got a good chuckle out of that. So they actually went bicycling, and they go up to the top of this hill, and they see a mountain in the distance, and it's called the Old Man. And I learned that, or in this episode, you'll learn that the mountain has actually filmed aliens and Transformers there, and now men in kilts. So I thought that was great. A great bit of history or trivia about that area. So, but anyway, after they get done with the cycling, they're going to go and they're going to swim in the fairy pools of Skye. And it's not the warmest water in the world. It's probably the coldest water in the world, actually. But anyway, they go swimming in it, and they're a lot braver than I am, because, yeah, you couldn't... Not in cold water, nuh-uh. Mm-mm. So after their swim, they're going to go and they're going to fly in a seaplane, and they're going to fly over the Monroe... Ben Lomond, and that's really cool, because, you know, Monroe's there's I was looking up for trivia, and there's a lot of Monroe's in Scotland. There's like under 300. I think they mentioned it in this episode too. That's why I didn't put it in the trivia, because you know, they already, basically anything that I could find out about it was already in the episode. So, but yeah, Sam has actually climbed Ben Lomond, by the way, he also mentions what the difference between a mountain and a Monroe is. A Monroe is over 3,000 feet, but anyway, he's talking about how he has climbed, I think 27, 25 or 27, Monroes. He's bagged that many, and he's talking about how when he climbed Ben Lomond, it was in wintry conditions, and you can hardly see anything in front of you. But anyway, they get back in their camper van, and they're going to their next destination. They're going to go abseiling, which is going backwards off the side of a cliff with ropes. But anyway, they're in the camper van, and Graham, he's talking in an American accent. And again, guys, this guy can do that. I mean, I'm just shocked by his talent. But anyway, they've arrived at their destination, and it's this cliff. It's called Kilt Cliff, and because it looks like a kilt from the side, and they're gonna do abseiling on there, like I said. And Graham is terrified. I mean, he is truly terrified, and I don't blame him one bit, because, you know, I am just as scared of heights. I admire this man's bravery, because I couldn't even, I don't even want to think about even humoring the idea of doing this. So I admire his bravery in this episode very much. I'm really proud of him for facing his fear. I mean, every time I watch it, I mean, I just got done watching him do it. And every time I watch him go down, I get tense myself. And I've seen it like 2 or 3 times now already. But every time I just, because, you know, like I said, I've got a bad fear of heights. And he was just so brave. I'm so proud of him for even attempting it. So, but anyway, it's Sam's turn to go down, and he goes down and like nothing, you know, and comes back up, you know. And then after he comes up, of course, they sit down on the rock and they have their usual little conversations at the end there. But Sam actually tells Graham that he's genuinely glad that he gets to share these experiences with Graham because, you know, getting to see Scotland the way they have, it's been really fun for him. I am personally glad that they're sharing it with us. So it's been a really fun journey so far. And I think we've got 2 episodes left, so I can't wait to watch the last 2 episodes. But anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode, the discussion part of it. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. Okay, so like I said in the episode, I have facts about the Loch Ness Monster. I got this off of Wikipedia, by the way. It says that the first modern discussion of a sighting a strange creature in the loch may have been in the 1870s, when D. McKenzie claimed to have seen something wriggling and churning up the water. This account was not published until 1934. However, research indicates that several newspapers did publish items about a creature in the loch well before 1934. The best known article that first attracted a great deal of attention about creatures was published on the 2nd of May 1933 in Inverness. Curiers about a large beast or whale-like fish. The Courier in 2017 published excerpts from the article, which had been entitled Strange Spectacle in Loch Ness. It said, "The creature disported itself, rolling and plunging for fully a minute, its body resembling that of a whale, and the water cascading and churning like a simmering cauldron. Soon, however, it disappeared in a boiling mass of foam. Both onlookers confessed that there was something uncanny about the whole thing, for they realized that here was no ordinary denizen of the depths, because apart from its enormous size, the beast, in taking the final plunge, sent out waves that were big enough to have been caused by a passing steamer." So yeah, that's pretty interesting. And of course, you know, I didn't write, you know, I don't want to read the whole Wikipedia page. So if y'all want to find out some more about it, just go over there. Just Google Loch Ness Monster, and it has a whole, you know, there's a whole bunch on there. Her legend goes all the way back to the 500s, you know, 500 AD. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, y'all stay tuned for show facts. Okay, so, I get these show facts from Mental Floss. But anyway, it says, "Men in Kilt's barley body surfing scene was not rehearsed. In the first episode, McTavish and Hewan get a tour of Lefroig on the Isle of Isley. There, they're invited into one of the most important rooms in a distillery, the barley drying room. And like a pair of puppies next to a pool full of kibble, the two adult men euphorically leap into the cereal. There are some cheesy moments, but there are genuine cheesy moments," McTavish says of their wide-eyed whiskey belly flop, which he assures was intentional. We were very careful not to try and intimidate anything, because I think our approach was always to be very genuine and spontaneous, McTavish says. We kept it very loose, so we had the location, we had the guests lined up, but we hadn't spoken to guests before we met them. We had nothing, we had no preparation in the regard we weren't given a cheat sheet or homework or anything like that. Hopefully that creates the sense that the audience is joining us for the first time with these people rather than us presenting something. We really wanted it to feel very intimate and kind of in the moment. And let me tell you something, this episode tonight, we get that feeling a lot. I do personally. I really feel like I'm with them. I'm traveling this journey with them. I wish I was there physically, but they make you feel like you're part, you know, as an audience, you know, you feel like you're part of their journey. So they do that well in this show. So anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode. That's going to wrap up the whole episode. I don't have any feedback or anything like that. If y'all want to leave feedback, again, I'm going to leave all the links to my social medias and stuff in the description, so y'all can do that. But in the meantime, y'all just keep having fun. Gary from